And at this time on KCNI KBBN Radio, we are joined by South Loop track coach Rick Peterson, who joins us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source. Well, Coach, normally if I were to be talking to you in the middle of May, we would be talking about district track and we would be talking about the preparation for the state track and field championships. But unfortunately, this has been anything but a normal season. And because of the coronavirus, as we all know, there is no state track and field championships this year. There was no track season this year. You've been involved in track for a long, long time, Rick. I'm just kind of curious, your thoughts on this whole situation. I'm sure there's great disappointment in your heart, especially for the athletes and especially the seniors that didn't get a chance to compete this year.
Yes, it really was disappointing. We had six senior boys and four senior girls, and of course they lost the whole senior year, and they had a lot of success, and they were looking forward to it, this being their final year, and it didn't work out for them. And yesterday was an incredible day. A lot of the parents from the past that had participated in district said, why did we never have a day like this for district? It was warm and very limited wind. And
Rick, I thought it would be fun to visit with you as because since we won't have a state track and field championships to go to this year, I thought it would be fun to maybe reminisce a little bit. And I was thinking the other day about the year 2017, and that was a real exciting time down at the state track and field championships for the South Loop boys, because that was the year that you guys won the team championship in Class D. As we begin to kind of reminisce about that a little bit, I was wondering, when you were coming out, when you came out of districts in 2017, did you feel that, you know what, we've got a good chance to make a run at the team title?
That's really funny and a really interesting question. I had said to my longtime assistant, Andy Schwartz, who, you know, was an athlete for us when he was in high school here and has been my assistant for 20 years now. I said, well, I think we've got a chance. And he says, oh, really? I just can't see that. And I said, well, I've done the points, what I think we could score at state, and I think we could score 40 points, and there's no dominant team this year.
Rick, I've been at state track sometimes where, especially in Class D, you'll see some teams that, they just have two or three incredible athletes that can sometimes just almost by themselves win a championship. But with your team, I know that you were very strong in the relays. It was certainly a consolidated effort on the part of your squad in 2017, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. We took 11 kids down there, and eight of them scored. And I think that was kind of one of the reasons a lot of people didn't really put us in as winning it, because we did not have a dominant athlete. It was all relay stuff, which it's kind of been for us for a long time, but especially that year. All three relays placed, and
Rick, I was looking back at the final team standings. Man, the team race was just crazy close. When I looked at the final team standings, you, of course, were first. You won by 1 point, but there were six teams within 5 points of the championship that year in 2017. We know that you were real strong in the relays. Your 3,200-meter relay that year placed second. Your 4x1 placed third. And then for those of us who have been to the state track meet, we know that they always conclude the day on the track with the 4x400-meter relay. As you were preparing to watch your kids run that race, had you been trying to do some figuring to see where you stood going into that final race of the day?
Yes, we knew exactly where we were at there. You know, as you mentioned, there were five teams that were within 3 points on the final team standing. 38 was us, and 35 was actually fifth place, fourth, tied for fourth. And so four of those five teams were in the final relay, the 4x4, and they were all in the same heat with BDS and Axtell and Fullerton. We're all in there together, and I was pretty confident we could win that relay. We had shown that throughout the year that we were probably going to be a force in that. But I just didn't think the other schools would ever fall in the order we needed them to fall in for us to win that relay,
yeah.
Or to win the state.
Rick, I was wondering if you could kind of take us back to that final race. As you were watching it play out, what were you thinking with each and every leg that was run in that race?
Well, we knew we would always be in that pretty close, and we had a they were all juniors and sophomores in that year. We had no seniors, and we just felt really good that we were going to probably win it. We had Landon Fern as the anchor leg, and he was, you know, we'd been running it since they were freshmen. They had ran it when they were in junior high together, and we kind of built. As a freshman, they were not very good. They were the 4x4 was the only relay that actually only kid that qualified for state was that relay. Well, now they're back as juniors, so they had a lot of experience behind them. And we led off with Blake Schwartz, Andy's Schwartz's son, and we knew he was reliable, and he brought us in there right at, you know, where we expected to be, top three. Then we followed with Kalen Dockweiler, a kid who had two knee surgeries by that point as a sophomore, one his freshman year, ACL, and one as a sophomore year, and he hadn't reached the level he got to be as a senior. And then we followed that and handed off the baton to Landon Fern in first place. And the field was packed, and a kid, the McIntosh kid from Mullen, actually caught Landon in the backstretch at about the 200-meter mark and went around him, which was kind of we'd ran against Mullen enough to know that probably would happen and that we would come on him in the straightaway coming off the curve. And that's exactly what happened, and Landon won by a little over a second in that relay.
Yeah. So when it was all over, it began to sunk in then, of course, that, hey, boy, we've won the team championship. When it came time to receive the trophy and then present it to your kids, that had to be a real thrill.
It was. And we had Dan Keyser, who was in the Board of Control at the time and superintendent now, but, you know, Nebraska Hall of Fame. He was an Arnold graduate, and he was the one that wanted to make sure he gave it to the kids, and that was kind of an emotional thing, I thought, for
yeah.
The kids.
Well, Rick, man, you've been involved in track and field for such a long time as a coach. But man, could you have ever seen anything like this happening to us?
We found all kinds of ways to lose that, the state through the years. I firmly believe 2004 through 2007, we probably had the state championship girls team. We dropped the baton one time. We had a kid that had strep throat and was sitting number one in hurdles and couldn't participate. We just had found all kinds of ways to lose it. So it was kind of ironic that we found the most unusual way to win it. Because, see, we lost our pole vaulter who was sitting first in the night before. He'd cleared 14 foot already, which was sitting top. And the night before we were at Boys Town, and things were just going awesome for him. And one more time down the runway, I'm just doing so well, let me do it. And he came down the last time, and he's been having some hip problems. And he broke his hip just running and went down. So I spent the night before we started the meet actually in the emergency ward with him. Cole Gracie was his name.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's been fun to reminisce and remember it, Rick. I know that it was an exciting time, and the fact that it came down to the final race, too, always makes it exciting. So thank you very much for taking the time to kind of remember and reminisce with us. And even though we don't have a state track meet this year, it's always fun to remember great things that happened in the past.
It is, and hopefully we get one next year, and I have all the confidence that we're going to. I hope we will.
All right. Rick, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Brent. Bye now.